yesterday, began to share, I said we begin with the concept of kfiya. And there's a machlokas here between the ksos and the sivas I wanted to begin with. And that is that when you're kofala mitzvahs, Gemara says in Subis on Pei Vavunaf, a kofala mitzvah sese. A person that refuses to do a mitzvah sese, it says in the Gemara of Subis on Pei Vavunaf that we beat him up. Interesting halacha. And the question is, when you engage in that kfiya, do you need to have a beis din? When we do kofan al mitzasese in the Gemara and Ksubis on Pei Vav Mod Aleph, do you need a beis din? So this is a major machlokes, the ksos and the sivas. The nesivas writes beferish that you do not need a beis din. He points out that the Gemara says above a comma I gave you this morning in Chav Ches Amud Aleph that Nirtze Shekalu Yomov, a Eved Ivri, that was a Nirtze. So how is he Kalu Yomov? It's Adel Oyovel. Once Yovel comes, he goes free. So the guy is hanging around there, and he doesn't want to really leave. Did you see that Gemara? I gave you that Gemara, yeah? So the Gemara says, you know, he's hanging around for whatever reason. Hanging around to steal, is hanging around to marry the Shifta Knainis, to continue being married with the Shifta Knainis or being with her. So Gemara says that the master is allowed to hit him and strike him and damage him. Kidei la frishum is your Shifta Knainis. So says the Nesivis, who would deny me by mitzvah essay, every person is mechuyev lakufo lakayim, and you don't need a beizdu, you don't need shlichusayu at all. And the ksos held not that way. The ksos held that you need a beis din. When we engage in the din of kofan al mitzasase, you need to have a formal beis din. Very important, machlokes ksos and nesivs. Now, in the ksos wrote responses to the nesivs, what's called the meshoviv nesivs. And here in the meshoviv nesivs, he points out that halacha lemaisa, he feels that you need to have a beis din, as I said, against the nesivs. And he points out that the Gemara says in the end of Megaresh that Hedyotos, you know, for example, doesn't work in a situation without Shlichusayu. And the truth of the matter is that the halacha is, he says, is that if the Nesivus might be right by, you know, being mafresh people from Isurim, that there's a responsibility if you see a guy walking in the shuk with shotness. You're mechuyev to stop him. So the Meshovev, who's the Ksos, says back to the Nesivis, you know, the halacha is that you're right, you don't need a beis din. You don't need a beis din to stop people from doing Yisurim. You're correct on that point, says the Ksos back to the Nesivis. But regarding kfiya, engaging in kfiya and coercing a guy to do mitzvahs, lekayim mitzvahs essay, there you need a mitzvah, there you need a formal beis din. And that only works midin shlichusayu. Okay, in other words, because he says that with the whole Gemara and Gittin that we learned that we you need Shlichusayu to say Kofan Alaget, we spoke about last week. He says, well, that's a mitzvah, right? What's that all about? You know, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be Megarish. God forbid no one should have to do that mitzvah. But it is a mitzvah kiyumis, like the last Mishnah says in Gittin and Daf Tzadi. If there's grounds for a divorce, Mechlongs Beishamah Beisilah to Bekiva, whether it's arayas, or whether you want to cook the chulin, you should not cook the chulin well enough, or whether you find isha that's yoter nahemenu, right, the Gemara has. Those are all just all examples. If God forbid they're not getting along, so then there's a mitzvah sese of gerushin, right? I heard from a big time chacham once, the Gemara says there on that daf, that the mizbeach cries when a gerushin happens. Why dafka mizbeach? Because mizbeach is a place of korban, where you're supposed to offer. And in this marriage, they're not offering themselves enough to one another. It's a beautiful thought. You think about it. That's dafka why the korban is crying. And the marriage is supposed to give to each other. That's dafka why the korban is crying. But the reason why the Gemara on Peites Mitzvos has to come on tish lichusayu on a get meusa, on being ma'asa, asuya, that's what it's called. Isui. You mean being ma'asa on gittin is because that is a mitzvah. And says the Ksos, when it comes to mitzvahs essays, you need to have a beis din. You need to come on the shlichus side. To be mafresh people from Isurim, from Lavin, that's an individual responsibility. That's an individual responsibility. And therefore, don't bring me any riots from that case. Usually, it's interesting because usually when you think of essays in Lavin, what do we usually think of? We usually think that Lavin is more chomer than an essay from the perspective of punishments, of onshim. We know from the halacha of the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah that quotes the Ran that you have to spend up to a fifth of your bank account for mitzvah sesei bar Lavin, the whole bank account, right? Usually for an essay, it's more than a what? A lav is more chobber than an essay. Even though l'maisa, we know essay dochalotase, the Ramban says, because ava, essay is done out of ava, beats out a lav, which is done out of yira. So this is another example where you have an essay that's more chomer. In order to be kofan mitzvah's essen, you need a bezdin. That's what the Ksav says. And the Sivis doesn't make that chiluk. And the Sivis held that anytime you engage in this din of kofan ala mitzvahs, Allah ha-lamaisa, the Nesivis argued and said, kfiyas ha-lamaisa, you don't need a bezdin. You never need a bezdin. There's no chiluk in lavin and essen. There's no responsibility. There's no requirement of having a bezdin at all when you engage in kofan ala mitzvahs. Like so says, but when it comes to lavin, you don't need, but to do mitzvah sesei, that you do. You know, the Rashba has in the tshuvas, in that tshuva, I think it's on Simin Yud Ches, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Ches, he says, why is there no brach on gerushin? So he says, because they made a low plug. He said they made, most gerushin are given for the wrong reasons. So they made a low plug not to say a brach. But in a chanami, if it's given for the right reason, there theoretically should have been a brach. So you see clearly that that's the chiluk that that emerged. So I want to get that clear. Fundamental machleis ksos nesivis, when you engage in kofan ala mitzvahs, do you need a basin? Allah ha-lamaisa. The nesivis says you do not need. And the ksos says, you're right, you don't need by lavin to be parish a guy from Yisurim, but to get a guy to do mitzvahs, for example, that gerishim is emblematic of mitzvahs, says at that time you need a basin. Okay, now, what do you think this machlokas is tali on? What do you think this machlokas is tali on? Whether kofan ala mitzvahs essay requires a basin or not? So saying yes, the nesivis, no, what's it depend upon? What's a lumbus? So it might depend upon, says the Sefer Birkas Shai, beautiful Sefer on Sanhedrin. He wants a tiny, it might depend on what the marker of kfiyah is. Let's get this. What's the marker of kfiyah? Where does kfiyah come from? The strength that you have the ability to be koifin. So one possibility is, and this is the Nesivis' approach we could suggest, is a din of tochacha. Is a din of tochacha. There's a din of hochech tochich samisecha lo tisa lov chay. It says in the Chumash that there's a mitzvah even mochich archaveiros. That the Gemara says in Brachas that someone is not mochich his friend. The halacha is it's nipas ba'oven. The halacha is that it's nipas ba'oven. Chmono l'tzlan. He's subsumed on the avera the guy is doing. There is a responsibility of tochacha to be mochich chaveiros. They're doing an avera. So it could very well be, this might be the makor of kfiyah. It's an application of this halacha of hocheach tochich. And zokta nesivis, last time I looked, I don't find in Hilchos Dayanim, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, a simen on tochach. That's what the nesivis make it a little bit more dramatic. The nesivis says, I don't find a simen here in Choshen Mishpat in Hilchos tochach. Because of the chiyav akol yochid v'yochid, memele zokt in the sivis. Anytime you engage in kfiya ala mitzvahs, there is no requirement to have a beis din. So I want to speak a little bit now on this din of tochach. Okay, if you say that this is the mahalach in the nesivis, let's get it. What is the approach? What is the approach of the Rav Zatzal pointed out there are two reasons as to why we have this mitzvah of Ochech Tochich HaSamisach. One, said the Rav Zatzal, is to simply prevent a guy from sinning. Menia Sachei, we'll call it. Prevent a guy from sinning. This is why we engage in Tochach. The other
for we could suggest the roughs at Southside is because it is terrible for you to see a guy sinning and you sit back passively and let that happen. That is such a chilul Hashem. I don't care whether the guy's going to listen to you or not, but for you not to be moichel kvot shamayim is a horrible zach. And that is why the Torah Kedoshim mandates a hochacha of tochiach samisach. These are the two general approaches that the Rav Zatzal wanted to say by tochacha. So let's break it down even further. There is a Gemara in Beya and the Flamina on Aleph. The Gemara says, Mutuf shishokin fa'al yumiz yid. You see a yid engaging in a veiri, and you know that he's shogeg, and you know that he won't listen to you if you tell him to stop. It's better that that man should be shogeg rather than be mazim. So the Rosh is bothered by Akasha in Beya and Daflamin, Omer Aleph, and he says, how does this square with the mitzvah of Ochech Tochech HaSamisim? On one hand, I have a mitzvah to rebuke a friend. On the other hand, the Torah says, let it go, because you might become mazim. So, here, the Bala Itter is quoted by the Rosh, which is quoted by the Roman of Yom Kippur. It states as follows. If the Aveir is Mefurish Bekra, then you must get up and say something. Not the Yeraisa Drabon. He's making a split on a Yeraisa level between an Aveir that's explicit in Chumash and an Aveir that is not explicit in Chumash. So in a vera that's explicit in the Chumash, you better tell him. In a vera that's derisive but not explicit in the Chumash, let it go if you don't think he's going to listen. So good question, Adam. So the Ramah, I believe, is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Let me give you the exact Maramalkum. The Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur says, there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur, which the Rambam says derisive. Usually Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom is the Rabbanon. Or it's not, or some Rishonim say it doesn't exist. There might be one shot in Gedolei Achronim that Tosefta Shabbos D'Oraisa, but normally we don't assume it's D'Oraisa. The one thing we assume that Tosefta is D'Oraisa is Yom Kippur. So, you know, the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Chof Ches that Tosefta Yom Kippur is a drasha. It's not explicit in Chumash. That's an example. A drasha is not explicit in Chumash. And there are those people, you know, that eat and eat and eat to the last moment before the fast starts, which is, you know, understandable. You know, it's hard to fast the whole day. And it gets very difficult. And there are those people that eat and eat and eat. Simen Tuf Reish Ches, here it is. In Or HaChaim, they eat and eat and eat. And they're neglecting Tosefes Yom Kippur, because they eat and eat and eat till Shkia. What do you say to that? Do you yell at them? The example that's given by the Mechaber is women. It doesn't have to dafka be women. He says, Nashim she'ochlus she'shosus ach chashecha. Ve'en eni yodas she'mitzel osu michol akosh. Ein mamachin biyodon. Don't protest. Kedesh liyovel osos bezodon. Don't protest. So if they, because they're not going to listen. So, okay. We men do this as well. Just have it. I mean, in the days, I guess, in those days, the women just did it. But it's not a din in women. So you should not be memachin. Hagah, who adin chol dvar iser, the Ramah says, expands a kolot rachamim and mutav shishog ha'yum izim. V'daf kashenim afurish b'toyrim. Afa b'shud the arayis avim afurish b'toyrim mochim b'yodam. Ran, and Beya, and the Ran, Rosh b'shim, the Balit. So that's a good example, Adam, of something that's not afurish b'kro. It's learned based on drasha. Therefore, it's better that they show gain not mazim. But if it's afurish b'kro, then you have to say. So what's the svar of Mefurish Bekra? Why is Mefurish Bekra different? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Rashba that as Mefurish Bekra, you can assume that the guy's b'mezen. That's questionable, as Mana said. How many non-frum Jews, have they ever heard of Shatnas? Shatnas is Mefurish Bekra. So, okay, that reason's a good reason, but L'maisim, nowadays it might not apply. So the Rav Zatzal said exactly this. Something's Mefurish B'Toyra, Mefurish B'Kra, on a level of Chumras Aveira, it's horrible. It's a horrible level of merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chutzpah. It's enough to do an aveir. But to do something at the first bekra, it's like a merit gadol, rebellion gadol against Hashem. And for you to sit back passively and not say a word, I don't care whether he's going to listen to you or not. Get up and say something. Register a machah. That's only when it reaches such a level on chumras aveir. Memeila, if you say like that, then you understand what this mefurish b'kra means. Because according to the Rav, that's exactly what it means, mefurish b'kra. That's the hagdara, the chumras aveir is terrible. And that's why we say the klal of chayat l'shem and pita amutu shishog v'al. Now there is another Gemara in Yevamos that you should know, which is not really, I don't want to get too involved in the topic. We spoke about it in a Chabur a few years ago. The Gemara says in Yevamos, sometimes it's a mitzvah to be quiet, just like it's a mitzvah sometimes to say something. Whereas if you know you're going to alienate the guy, so what's the rules? So Rishonim say it's a mitzvah to say at least one time, and then you're quiet. It's a question on how to deal with that Gemara. The Gemara has 3 days in Erekin. Do you hit the guy? Do you makala the guy? And how far do you, you know, do you just say words to him? The three shittas and I'm on. But whatever the case might be, this is what I want to bring out, that this was the Rav's chiddush about chumras aveira. The Rav used that, we mentioned last week in the Chabur. You remember this svar of chumras aveira? We mentioned it from the Rav shot in the Rambam, why a Talmid Chacham needs Asra. Machlokes Tanoim in the beginning of Sanhedrin, a Talmid Chacham needs Asra or not. Why is Asra given? In order to determine Kedei Lahavdim and Shogu L'Mezim, right? So the Gemara says, according to one Tana, a Chavar doesn't need Asra because he knows the difference in Shogu L'Mezim. Zok the Rambam, Talmid Chacham needs Asra. Why is Asra given? Kedei Lahavdim and Shogu L'Mezim. That's the svar of the other sheet. The Kesef Mishnah says it's a stira minei obey in the Rambam. So you remember the terrors we said? Kesef Mishnah said that what type of Asra was? Of course he's a Talmid Chacham, but he doesn't know whether it's ham. So the Asra was to tell the guy that it's ham. That's what the Rambam meant. But the Rav said differently. The Rav said the Rambam is borrowing the Lashon of the Gemara. What is Kedei Lahavchin min Shogu L'Mezim? It means on the Chumras Aveira. To give a guy an onus, you have to reach a level of Chumras Aveira. That you have done a level of merit. When do you reach a level of merit? If you do the Aveira despite the fact that Asra has been given. That's what the Rambam means. The Talmid Chacham needs Asra, and he can be punished for it, because in order to give a guy a punishment, whether it's Malkus or Misa, you have to reach a certain level of Chumras Aveira. The only way you can reach that level is when what? When you've done the Aveira after Asra has been given. It's a beautiful pshat. Both pshatim are said by the Rav. Both by the Mefurish B'kra in this. So this is what I want to bring out of the Nesivis. The Nesivis is saying, you know, the bottom line is that the Makor of Kfiyah is a ramification, not ramification, it's a manifestation. It's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of Tochacha. And therefore, why on earth do you need a Beis Din? It's a lot like we said the first week, that the Rav, by Ksamim and Maris, you need Smicha for that? Yeah, the Rav said you Smicha. You see, that has nothing to do with the Beis Din. You don't go to a Beis Din for Shalif Taras Mishpachim. Same thing here. For mitzvah of Tochacha, you have to go to a Beis Din? Beis Din now is going to what? Is going to be kofa guy. You don't need to be kofa guy. That's an individual chiyuv. Okay, that's the svara of the Nesivis. What's the svara of the Ksos? What do you say the svara of the Ksos is? Why does the Ksos say to be kofa on mitzvah esse yitaka nida Beis Din? So it could be a different mahalach, and that might be the mitzvah, very interesting, that we spoke about last week. On the first day, and on Wednesday, and on Friday, we spoke about the mitzvah of Minu Adayon. It says in the Pasuk, on Daf Tet Zayin, we spoke about mitzvah of Minu Adayon last week. But you know what we didn't speak about? The mitzvah of Minu Hashotrim, police officers. Shoftim v'shotrim titin l'cha b'chol sharecha. What does Rashi say in Sanhedrin on Daf Tet Zayin and Midbeis? Shotrim heim golarium choftim b'maklis api shoftim l'chol mishen ha-shomea. They are a subsidiary of the Shoftim. They are supposed to implement all the dinim. And they're supposed to knock you with sticks, anyone who doesn't hear. And therefore, whose responsibility is that? That's Beis Din. That's under an auspices of Beis Din. Kind of like what we discussed about being a Shliach Beis Din. Okay? Kind of like being, which we may get to now today, with this din of Evadinish Din and Nafsha. So that's the lumdus that I wanted to suggest. A very fundamental machlegis, Ksos and Nesivs and Simon Gimel. I want you to make sure that you see Lamais, okay? You go through that. Yes, Arn. Now we got to get to the topic at hand. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Arn?
Yeah, I just want to troubling, like, in the passage where we learn to Kaka, like, it says, like, you should, Russia sends, you should embarrass him. So, I mean, if hitting him includes his goodness into Kaka, is that inherently, like, embarrassing?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, that's why, you know, that's the 3 days in the Gemara Nerken. You know, how far do you got to get after him till he's going to hit you, you know, till he curses at you or till he'll insult you back. You got to use those with Chachma. That's what I'm saying.
So, it's a Chachma, includes he, and includes...
Yeah, so...
If he is part of this with Chachma, then isn't that you're embarrassing him by doing this with Chachma?
Yeah, so I'm saying we wouldn't call it, like we said the other day, we don't call that, you know, it has to be paskin by a god of Yisrael. We don't call that a bizayin. Just like a guy, you know, mevaz is someone like we learned in Choshen Mishpat, you know, to do the mitzvahs, that's okay. But obviously, you got to be a big tzaddik to know when to do that. You know, obviously, the best way is to take a guy over privately, tell him this is wrong, you know. But you got to look at, you don't want to be a holy art dao. And like the famous matter says, we don't know how to gift al-fach of this money, so. Because we don't know how to do it right. That doesn't mean we should, you know, brush it away. But if you don't want to be wholly out dialing and alienate a guy, you got to use your chachma. So it's not posh when you talk about practically how to implement it. But that's the lomdus where we want to say that this is from. Okay. Let's get to this din now. Machlekes and Tanoim. I'm sorry, Machlekes and Amroim. Yes, Adam, what do you say?
The alienating thing, does it matter if you're going to alienate him? Sounds like it's...
Yeah, it does, because that's that Gemara Nivamas on Daf Samachay. That is a mitzvah to be quiet, just like the mitzvah to be heard. You have to know when to use. There is this notion the Gemara has about alienating guy, and you know what's going to be universally, and you know, in a macro level, there is such a notion behind that. And the halacha, there's Gemaras on that. So you got, that's what I said. We show them deal with. Some say maybe one time do it. Maybe there's a chilutin Sibur and Yochid. There's a lot of different chilukim we show them give. Two of them I'm giving is one time you got to do it no matter what, then you're quiet. The other is the difference between Yochanan and Tzibor. So the different chilukim. Yes, go ahead.
Where is the Berkashai?
Berkashai is here on page Vav in Sanhedrin on Daf Beis of a Beis. This is the sefer, very fine sefer. Okay, let's continue now. I wanted you to see today Simon Dalid in this din. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, did you get a chance to see the? Good, Baruch Hashem. So the Gemara has Machloikis here. Fascinating case. The Gemara has the Machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees if there'll be an irretrievable loss. The Gemara said black on white, we pass an Ovid in his dealing nafsha. If it's an irretrievable loss. What's an irretrievable loss? Let's say, you know, the amount of time we said that if you take the guy to court, Lamaisa, it will be irretrievable. It's a very interesting case the Gemara gives that there was a well, a water cistern that was owned by two people. And each guy, you know, they alternated days on drawing the water. And Reuven's turn came. And Shimon goes ahead and starts drawing the water. And he says, hey, it's my day. And Shimon totally ignores him. That's not a good idea ever to ignore a guy anyway. So the guy's incensed. And he says, Yomidi, Yomala Yomididi, Loashkech Bey ignored him. And he shuckle padne de mora nechayin. Took a handle of a shovel and Fush struck him. So it's true, Lamaisa, that this is an irretrievable loss, right? Because he wouldn't know how much water his partner had taken in interim, and he'd be unable to prove the full amount of his loss in court. So that's number one why it's irretrievable. Number two is, Rashi writes it right there in Dermaska B'Mokom, that his partner will deplete the water supply completely, leaving him with no water for his crops, which will wither as a result. So when it's an irretrievable loss, leis man de polik avid in yishtilin nafshe. Okay? Fine. However, when it comes to a non-irretrievable loss, I should rather say, easier in English to say a retrievable loss, right? In a case where it is retrievable loss, that the Gemara presents a machlestin Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara to Rav Yehuda holds, lo avid in yishtil anafshe, says there's no pseda, then take him to a dintire. And Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says, avid in yishtil anafshe, and he says that since he's acting in accordance with what came into bedin avid lo tarach. Since he's acting in accordance with the din lo tarach, he doesn't have the trouble to he doesn't have to trouble himself and go before the beis din at all. So what I want to bring out, and Zaksos writes this as well, is that the lomdus that we want to go with is that when it comes to avid inish din lenafshe, you're acting basically as a dayan on your own. You're a shliach beis din as a dayan on your own. Kind of like what we spoke about on, I don't remember when we spoke about a few days ago, about Knayim Pokenbo. One of our Mahalchim in Knayim Pokenbo is here, Shliach Beis Din. Here you're acting like a Shliach Beis Din. Mamish acting like a Shliach Beis Din. And you don't have to go through the engagement of a Din Torah at all. And that's the halacha of an Inish Dina L'Nafshe, that you actually can make your own Shliach and your own Dayan, in your own Shliach Beis Din, and you're going to act accordingly, halacha l'maisa. Okay? It's interesting that the Rav Zhulti has in the Sefer in Simon Gimel, interesting formulation, just want to quote it for you. He says, it's not a tfisa ba'alma that you go ahead and take matters in your own hands, but rather the lum this is that you are considered to be what you are considered to be paskining on your own. It's a Torah's din. It's like legabe atzmo kebez din mumchim. That's what he wants to tie in. That's the lomdus. And the truth is, he's miyashiv the sheet of the rush. The rush we learned last week, that by knas, remember we learned? The knas, the rush, in the end of the first parak of Bava Kama, by knas, avid in yishdil l'nafshe, right? He says that halacha l'maisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. Halacha l'maisa. And he says that this is this din. This din is avid in yishdil l'nafshe, that it's not stama tfisa b'alma. It's b'tayrus din, and therefore, halacha l'maisa, you can actually what take the item l'maisa, and you could take the money worth. It doesn't have to actually be the item against Rabbeinu Tam. That's how I wanted to say the pshat l'maisa, that the halacha is that you're actually like mamish, like a dayan. Okay, so that's the chiddush we want to tie in. Okay. All right. Now, if you look in the tour. In the Beis Yosef, right, in Simon Dalet, they quote a Nemuka Yosef, right? What's the Nemuka Yosef say? The Nemuka Yosef is of the opinion, interesting Kiddush, we're going to see it when we read it inside, but it comes from the Nemuka Yosef, that the only time you can, now you obviously know when you read a din like this, this could definitely get out of hand, right? And you could have a system in society that's very scary. So the Nemuka Yosef speaks to that right away. And the Nemuka Yosef says, well, you can only act in such a way when you think you could prove in Beis Din that you would win, that you were indeed wronged. If you could prove it, then you can invoke this halacha of a Shliach Beis Din. And that's what I want to suggest, because there's a Tfisa Ba'alma. Why should there be such a requirement? We don't find by Tfisa necessarily that we have that you'll be able to necessarily, that one of the litmus tests is you have to prove it. But if you hold that you're acting like a Shliach Beis Din or you're a Dayan b'fnei atzmo, well, you know what? That only makes sense if Yutaka would win in court, if you'd win in Beis Din. And therefore, the Nemuka Yosef, I think, is important in two levels. Number one, it's a limitation of how far we take this cloud, right? It's not stam, you say it all the time, like, you know, radically and wildly. On a concept, you know, on a practical level, but also even more importantly, on a lumdisha level, this is what I want to bring out, is that the truth of the matter is that if in fact you're saying, like the Rosso says and the Rav Zhulti builds up, that you're acting like a dayan and you're like a shliach beis din, and you're like a beis din mumchen, well, it's only appropriate if you would be able to win in court, because if it's not, the whole thing is a charade. It's like you're acting like a vigilante. And that is not acceptable, to act like in such a way. So that's the Nemuka Yosef is critical, and it says like this in the Choshen Mishpat, the Simandala. I think isn't that the first Tanai there? Simandala. Yochel Odom Lasos Din La'atzmo, Im Roa Shelo Biyad Acher, Shegazlo, Yochel Lekachom Yodoy, Bima Acher Oymed Kenegdo, Yochel Lakoso, Ad Shiani Chenu, Im Lo Yachol Latzilu Bini Nacher. Let's point out another requirement that the Torah says.
What's another requirement? Yosef said you have to be able to prove it in Beis Din. What's number two? So the number two requirement is on a very practical level. This is a little bit less of a lumdisha thing, is that it's when you have no other choice. I mean, even if theoretically you're right, it's inappropriate that you should be able to be running around and making your own psakim. Okay? Even if you could prove it in Beis Din, you know, that's why we have to have a society. That's why we have Bate Dinim. So the second requirement is this requirement is that you have no other option. Okay? You have no other option. So that's the second requirement that I want to bring up. Okay? He says, Afilu hu davar shino bohefsid. So who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav Nachman over Rav Yehuda. As we always do, the Gemara says, right? Dan unka ledine. The Gemara says in a few places in Shas, whenever there's a machlegis in Amoraim against Rav Nachman and Choshe Mishpa, we always hold like Rav Nachman. I think the Gemara said in Exubis in our Masechta this year, you'd base him on Aleph, no? Dan unka ledine. This is a good example. Afilu davar shino bohefsid. Im yamtin achi emeru bedin. Even if it's a davar shino bohefsid, if you wait until you go to a din tire. That's the second, the first requirement mentioned. If you have a debt, you're not able to take something out of a guy's garage and take a mashko. That's already too much. But there's a third requirement I want to bring out. And the third requirement is that you have to make sure you don't hurt a guy too much. You cause as less harm as possible. Okay? You cause as less harm as possible. That's what the Rajbal writes. It's mashma a little bit from the Gemara later on, Chav Chesem and Aleph, that you have to make sure that you minimize harm to the other fellow as well. Okay, so those last two requirements are much more practical. But that third requirement doesn't necessarily have to be so practical because it also kind of a lumdisha thing. I mean, a Beis Din, the Shliach Beis is not interested in hurting people. A Dayan should be interested in trying to, you know, make shalom. That's the whole point, right? So it makes a lot of sense that even if you're acting, you look at this halacha and it's dealing nafshi, you think it's nuts, right? But it's not nuts because with these three requirements, number one, you have to make sure that you could be able to prove it and you'll be able to win in Beis Din. Number two, it's the last option. Number three, you want to do as least harm as possible. So you see that the halacha is, I wouldn't necessarily formulate as being uncomfortable, but you know, you can't take this up to an extreme. Even though we do pass like Rav Nachman, and even in the case of Ein Bohefsid, we pass it up in English labs that we do say, but Lamais is going to be limited. Okay, so what did the Ramos say? The Ramos says, "Agoy, mitam she is bar lechaman simin sadizayin sevov yeshom dafke bechovoy mamish." That's dafke bechovoy mamish. Aval im chayv lo below halvo. It's a strange lashon. What do you mean chayv to him below halvo? What does that mean? Let's say he borrowed something from you. Oshein sarach lamashkeno. Or let's say you don't have to mashkin because the thing's already by you as a pikado, right? Or it's found by a third party. Mutto latafso. Here the Ramah quotes Rivash, it's mutto to grab. So in other words, by a chova mamish you can't grab. But if he's chived to you, that's not through the means of a loan, or you don't have to, or ain't sarach lamashkino, you don't have to go ahead and take something, but you have, let's say, a pikado, and let's say he owes you lamaisa for a lot of money, and you happen to be holding a pikadon for him, or you find it by a third party, it's mutter for you to grab it, okay? So you see again, Lamaisa, this limitation of, we're not going to allow you to proactively go in his garage and take a mashkin, but if the thing's already by you, and we're limiting the ability to, you know, act like a wild man, for lack of better words, that we're going to allow you to do. But to go in the guy's garage, that's already, you know, we're very uncomfortable with that.
What's an example of that
person? Like I said, let's say he owes you something. Like let's say he borrowed something from you. Let's say he borrowed your car from you and he hasn't returned it. You know what I mean? You've been waiting for weeks for the car. So can you go in and grab his garage, something from his garage? You can't. You can't do that. But if you have something you've been watching him as a picado on, or there's something else beyond a third person, then that's okay. What's this far by a third person? Because that's not as, you know, it's not as radical. You know what I mean? To go into the guy's garage and take it, that's already too much. Okay. Now, I gave you this Rambam. It's interesting. I gave you this Rambam. The Rambam writes, did you see this Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, in Pirik Gimel Halacha Hei? What does the Rambam say? He says, Nirtza, Shemosol Orabo Shifta Kananis. No, you have a guy who's Nirtza, and the master gave him Shifta Kananis. Vigiyub Yovo. The Haya Rabo Mesarabo. He wants to get him out of there, Lotzeis. Vain Rotz, Lotzeis, Vachavobo, Pachter, Shari Nesar, Beshifcha. So he keeps hitting him. Why is he hitting him? Because he doesn't want him to stay there with be with the Shifcha. Okay. So, Lamaisa, it's interesting that Lechemishta there asks a Pella, because we have a Machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, and the Gemara says, Hikshu, the Gemara asks, Akash, Hikshu, Rebutu, Mi'a, Brais, Dekram, Yunayan, the Rotsh, Shekolo, Yom, of Rabbi, Nesar, Belotzes, Vachal, Osu, Bob, Chabur, Potter, Masha, Rav, Nishdin, Nat, Lanavshi, Tirates, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchuk, Alibu, the Brais, Ari, Be'evich, and Muslim, Rebbe, Shifta, Knainis, Dadi, Idna, Hetera, Vahashti, Surah, Klomar vahai din alav nafshehu davin milsa di sura v'rashar la'akoso la'frishim yisu. What is the Gemara there saying in Baba Kama and Chafetzim and Aleph? The Gemara asked Akasha, right, on Rav Yehuda. What does Rav Yehuda hold? That if it's not a davar sheis bo hefsid, what's the din? The din is you don't say it, right? You don't say it. Lo avid in yisru nafshe. Aye, the Gemara is saying that he's hitting the guy. Seems like you're allowed to say it. So the Gemara answers, no, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, I think it was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, no? Yeah, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, he says, the price is, I'll leave it to what? Rabbi says, I'll leave it to the rabbi gave him a shifcha knanis, and until now it was mutter, and now it's taka usser. So what do you see from there? That in the categories of isser, you're able to slam the guy. Right? That's what Gemara is saying, black and white, correct? Avadish dina l'nafshe, chosha mishpah. So frekta kasha, the Rambam paskins and Ilchos Sanhedrin like who? Who the Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman? So why does the Rambam need to say that the reason why is because he's Nesser B'Shivcha. Nesser B'Shivcha is part that's a Milsa Yisurah. But Lavach you'd have been okay because we hold like Rav Nachman. You hear the Kasha? That's the Lechem Mishnah's Kasha on the Rambam. So it's interesting. Interesting Kasha Lamaisa. Okay? So it could be, that's the Kasha Lechem Mishnah asks. Okay? That's the Kasha Lechem Mishnah asks. So, if you take this a step further, the Brisa says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Chesem at Beis, it says, Beferish, it says, and the Rambam quotes us in the Shemitah of Yovel, Perek Yud Aloch Yadalot. Okay? He says, Mikan Amra Yud Ben Osher Yochanan Brok, Mirashon Ad Yom Kippur Lo Ayu Avadim Niftarim Labatein, Un Mishad Mila Adonayim, El Ochum Nishosin Smeich Vatrein Baroshein. Came in Shiki Yom Krim, Tzuku Bebezin Mishofer, Niftru Avadim Labatein, Vesodus Chosus Labalein. Right? You familiar with the Allah of Yom Kippur Shal Yovo? What happens Yom Kippur Shal Yovo? The guys go free, right? The lands go back. What happens between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel? So it's enough in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chaf Chesem and Beis. They don't go home, but they don't what? They're not mishtabit to their masters. But they eat and drink and they're happy and they have the crowns on their heads. And then they go free. Okay? Let me ask you a question. In those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this is not such a well-known din. Are they mutter b'shifcha k'nainis? What do you say? So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem Beis quotes the Turi Evin. Okay? That seems to say as a Davar Pashut that from Rosh Hashanah and until Yom Kippur, the Avadim are Asur B'Shifa K'nainis. Okay? That's what he says. Dilma Yeyoyvol V'yatsu L'Recherus M'Rashonah V'Asur M'Rashashonah. He says that they're going to be Asur. Because maybe they'll go free earlier. That's what he says. But if you look in the Chedushi Aran in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chesem at Beis, it's Mefurish against the Turi Evin. Mamish Mefurish. He writes Beferish in the Chedushi Aran. He says, once they blow the shofar, he says, the Iker Cheiris is on Yom Kippur. From Hashan Yom Kippur, they are considered to be what? Yeshlam Ptur Shibu. It's a Ptur Shibur. It's like a Tosefis of Yovel. It's like Yovel starts 10 days earlier. But it's a Ptur regarding Shibu. Allah Lamaisa. And therefore,
Their Iker Cheres, though, is really when? On Yom Kippur, and they have a Heter Shiftet Knainis. So it's Mamish and Machleikis and Turiyavin against the Fiducia Ran. Okay? So, it's interesting. It comes out, says Rav Zhulti, Yeshli Stapik, on those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur where he's not working, and they don't go home, is the Adon Mechuyev to sustain them, the Eved Ivri. Is the Adon, you follow me? Mechuyev in this middle days to sustain the Eved Ivri. Allah Halomaisa, Michael, Mishnah. So it could be, says Rav Zhulti, that it's totally in the Machlaikis, the Turi Evin, and the Chedush Yaran. Let's plug it in. According to the Turi Evin, Allah Halomaisa, what do you say? You say that really what? Really, they're Asr B'Shifle K'nanis, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? Because, you know, maybe they'll go free. The Iker, your Cheres, really, according to the Turi Evin, is really Rosh Hashanah, in essence. So we would say in that situation, they're not Mechuyev. But according to the Chiddush Yaran, the Iker Cheres is Yom Kippur, the Lechura should be what? Should be Mechuyev to sustain them. Yes? That's what he wants to time. Plug it in beautifully. Says Lefize, Allah Lamaisa, okay? Lefize, maybe what you could say, okay, is as follows. Okay, what do we say? Let's chazer over to Kasha. What was the left Kasha Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam? Rambam passes like Rav Nachman. So why in Hilchos what? Why in Hilchos Avadim Pirkim Lochay? Do you have to say the Teretz of the Gemara to help out Rav Yehuda that it's Isser? Belavachi, you pass like Rav Nachman, right? So he wants to say it's a genius answer. Thought it was an ingenious. Let's think about it. It could be that what are we dealing with in our case in the Gemara Baba Kama? What are we dealing with? We're dealing with the nirtza that the rabbi gave Shicha Knanis and Yovel has arrived, and the rabbi wants to get him out of there, right? Because he's Neser B'Shivcha. So it could be. Halacha lemaisa, that the rabbi is trying to be parshim from Misr. So in those days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if he doesn't want to what? Go out. And you strike him, you're potter. Because he's already Neser B'Shifcha K'nainis. We said according to who? According to the Turi Evin, correct? So even though he has a schus leishim until Yom Kippur, but lemaisa, he's able to go tzio kedei lafrishom Misr. So it comes out, halacha lemaisa, it says in the Choshen Mishpat, I want you to get this simon, Tuf Chaf Aleph Siv Vav in the Ramah. If you have a servant at home, and you're afraid that they're stealing from you, you're Yachol Lo'otzio Kodem Sman Aschiris. You can terminate their job before the end of the day, the end of the Aschiris. V'im Misarev, and if he refuses to leave, it's a Beferish Ramah. Yachol Lo'akoso Akshatetze. You can hit him till he leaves the house. And you could take him from the home in order to mafreshim from the Isra Shifcha Knanis. If you say it like that, says Rav Zhulti, let's answer the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, a nirtza that Yovel arrives at and his master's trying to get him out of there is Mesarev Bo Lotzeis, and he doesn't want to get out of there, you strike him your pot because he's Neser B'Shifcha. Why doesn't the Rambam say Avadin is dealing Nafshe? Allah Halamaisa. You know why? Because in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Midin Avedinish Lenafshe, you wouldn't be able to be Motziah from his Beiso. Because he has a schus still to live there. He has a schus to Leishiv, the Beis Adonim. Either whether you hold like the Turi Evin or you hold like who? Hold like the Chedush Yaran, Lamaisa. It doesn't make a difference. Kedei Lafrisho Mishya Shivcha, you can Motziah Beiso Mimchavo or your Potter. So that's what the Bryce is very meduktuk. What is the Rambam Mishana Loshana Bryce? What does the Bryce say? Minayin Shinirtsa Kalol Yomov. What does the Rambam say? Nirtsa Shemusal Rabbah Shivkanas Vigia Yoivil. Meaning the Bryce is already holding by Yom Kippur, where the Avanim go home. And if he doesn't want to go home and you strike him, you're putted because of why? Oven in Ishtil and Afshit. But once the Gemara gives the answer that we're talking about, the Bryce talking about that he gave more of Shivkananis. And Ad Idr is a heter In Hashem, there's an Isser. If you strike him, you're potter because you're allowed to strike him. Kedei lafrishu mi Isser. Meaning, what does it mean? You follow what I'm saying? Once the Gemara gives the answer to the Brisa, what does the Lashon HaBrisa mean? Nirtza shekolo lo yomov. Right? It's not Yom Kippurim shel yovel. Right? It's already Rosh Hashanah shel yovel. Right? It's already Rosh Hashanah shel yovel. What was the Lashon HaBrisa, guys? No? What's the Lashon HaBrisa? V'yigia yovel. Didn't say Yom Kippurim shel yovel. It's an ingenious pshat. So it's already Rosh Hashanah shel yovel where you're also b'shif the Knainis if you assume like who? Assume like that Turi Evan. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, that he gave the Shifcha Knanis, V'yigia bo Yovel, claims that Yovel has arrived Rosh Hashanah. If he doesn't want to go out, he's considered to be what is considered to be Pater. So that's the Chiddush, Lomaisa, that's the Chiddush that we're talking about, Lomaisa, that it's already come up with, there's a situation where the Evid, the Bryce talking about the Evid gave him Shifcha Knanis, Adin is a Ter, and now it's Taka Aser. And therefore, if you strike him, you're Pater, Kedei lafrishu mi Iser. You understand what I'm saying? It's not based on Ovid Inish and Nafsha, of course it would be okay. But here he's already out of your auspices. You follow what I'm saying? He's already out of your auspices. Yovel has already come. Rosh Hashanah Shel Yovel. He's already out of your auspices. So why are you hitting him? Why are you hitting him? You're hitting him because of Stama Dinam Mafish Misr. We start off Shir. Based on that Nesivis. Basically, that all the halachas of what? Is Ochacha of Kviyat. So you're being mafresh a guy from Yisr. So you're not acting as Ovid Inish Dinu L'Nafshe. It's not out to you. It's not out to you. So Lomaisa, that's the Chiddush that it's a Chapsa Nafkamin. On the days between Rosh and Yom Kippur, Midin Ovid Inish L'Nafshe, you can't be Motzi Yom Ibeso. He has a schus to stay there. The only reason why you can do it is Kedei Lafrishu Mi Yisr. So that's the Chiddush, Lomaisa, that I wanted to say over from Rav Shulti. Ike, you got me? It's a murder dig chiddush. I thought it was a beautiful chiddush. Of course we paskin like Rav Nachman. I'm sorry, yeah, like Rav Nachman. But the fourth that the Ram wanted to bring out is that in once the Gemara gave that terrorist, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Mela, it's not a din of Rosh Hashanah. You have no shaykhist. I mean, you're not the master anymore. The only reason why you do is kidafish minister. Once it's in the Ram minister, it's not Avanish din Nafshe. Yeah, Aaron, what do you say?
Rosh Mishnah just has like a more simple answer. Like he just says that in that case it's not even Ovid Inish L'Nafshe at all because if the Eved leaves that's actually a loss for him as opposed to if the Eved stays he gains. Like it's not a loss for him if the Eved stays. He actually gains from it voluntarily.
Right, and so, by getting rid of him he's really being just a good guy. You're right, I hear you.
But I tell you it doesn't apply.
Okay, you're saying that it's a simpler answer. We didn't say over the Anthony Lachmish. Rosh Mishnah says Fakir, he's being a real tzaddik by getting rid of him because he's gained. Correct. It's not even the topic, but that's what he wanted. But that doesn't answer the Rambam exactly because what was the lashon of the Rambam? What was the lashon of the Rambam? In that sense, I would disagree with you a little bit because why?
He says
Shari Nesser Shifchi. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the shatter of Shulti is that he's saving an Isser. You know what I'm saying?
The
result is saying the same thing, but it's also midin lafresh misura, connected to the beginning of Shir, that's the din of tochach, the mafresh guys from Israel.
The Lachmish also says it's lafresh misura, he just says that.
Right, I understand. I'm saying I think it fits in fits a little bit better in the Rama. That's what I'm saying. That's considered as being lafresh from Israel, and that's a responsibility that everyone has. And that goes well with what we built up, that you have, in the beginning of Shir, we said that according to the Nesivis, you know, everything, Allah Lamais doesn't need a base in Kfiyah because you're not distinction between mitzvahs and Yisurim. The Kso said the mitzvahs you need a base in, mitzvahs that say lav and you don't. Mafresh Misr, both Mafresh Misr, everyone agrees is a Yachid Ketub. The Machlez, we have the Ksos and the Nesivis. Whereas we're building up Simon Dalit of a Nishlash that didn't die in. What you're doing here is not a din dayonis. That's what you're saying. What you're doing is saying you're not the chal. I'm saying here you're not just. It's not just a din dayonis. It's another din called mafresh me'isr. Right, but I'm saying this is not. That's the stam. He's saying more that I'm saying that it's more of a din of alchacha. That's what I'm saying. That's more different lomais. A little bit different than what we're saying. You're just saying it's b'chal not. You're being a good guy. That's why it's not a benishin and nafshin. Yeah, go ahead, Ari. What do you say?
The way I understood the answer. says that the only he says he makes it in Kippur in the Rambam. He says that the Rambam would say that for Nachma, the only time of it is in the Nachma when there's a Hefzid.
Right.
But if there's no Hefzid at all, and he's saying that the Gemara, the Machlokas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is specifically about a Hefzid between, meaning more of a Hefzid between if I do the Din now or if I do it later. But they both agree that if there's no Hefzid at all, then there's nothing to talk about. You don't do Din and Nachma.
Which is a chiddush on how to read the Gemara.
Because
the way we presented the Gemara is that if there's no hefsa, that's when there's the machloikas of Dachra Yuda. When there's hefsa, everyone agrees. Ari's suggesting, so you're saying, the Lechem is just saying that what? That, go ahead, that what he's...
The only time that we're going to say Ovid Dinah Lenashe, even according to Rav Nachman,
right,
is going to be when there's a hefsa at all in the case.
Right.
So that's why that would be machloikas between Lechem Isha's answer and Rav Jolti.
Right. Rav Jolti is saying standard like way we said it, correct. So according to the way Lechem Mishnah is saying it, so how do you crystallize the machlokes exactly when there's complete hefsid, everyone agrees to say Avodah Zarah Nafshei. But when there's what?
Well, when there's a complete hefsid, meaning there's more of a hefsid between if I do it now or later, irretrievable.
Everyone agrees, but when what?
When there's a hefsid, but doesn't matter if I do it now or later.
Right.
Then Rav Nachman would say, but if there's no hefsid at all, then no one would say.
Right. Right. That we didn't entertain that. So that's Ari's saying very good. That's the big difference between what the Lechem Mishnah is saying and Rav Jolti is saying. Rav Jolti is saying the standard shot the way we said it.
If you say right.
In the tour in the Beis Yosef and in the Mechaber, I think the way it's Paskin is the way we presented it. I don't think it's the way the Lechem Mishnah says it. No, did you see that? I didn't see that anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere or the tour. No, I thought it was standard. Like, okay.
It's all been talking about hefsid.
What'd you say?
No,
we said even if there's not a hefsid, he said a filu davar shein bo hefsid.
No, that's
not shein midat
b'din. There he's referring to more of the hefsid between doing the din now or later.
Right, right. I mean, he's not really saying it beferish where there's no. All right, I got to look around more. I didn't have a chance to look around more. Okay, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Because we don't necessarily have a raya. But it's a great point that's the difference between what Rav Jolti is saying and what the Lechem Mishnah is saying. And you're saying in the Mechaber you have a raya because he said even Adam Odin. Did anyone see anything of that? Yeah, go ahead, Jake. What do you say?
In terms of the Hesed, we're talking about the Hesed. The difference being is that the case isn't what the original person did wasn't a Hesed in the first place. So, in terms of what we were talking about before, we're talking about Tfisa of a Knas, where would that not fit into the case of the Lechem Mishnah talking about? Because that's not a Hesed from the outset.
Right. What do you mean when we spoke about Tfisa of a Knas? You mean to explain the Rosh, you mean? To be Masbih the Rosh?
Yeah.
The Masbih the Rosh, that was considered to be Tfisa in Lomai. Tfisa in that case is Ovid Inish to Lenashe. And as Jake's making a good point. But I think it's what Ari said, is Rav Jolti was Shitaso. I mean, Rav Jolti said that the basis of the Rosh, that you can be Tofus Knossos, and you don't have to take the Chefsa, you can take even any cash, is based on Avinishti Lanashe. That obviously is not considered to be a loss. You're making a great point. Because I'm saying it's Rav Jolti was Shitaso that, you know what, that Avinishti Lanashe, the way I'm presenting it, which we got to check is do all the poskim agree to it? And everyone's saying, good, then maybe you have no raya. Like, you definitely, well, you have no raya from the Shulchan Aruch. But I didn't see anyone say not that way. But you're making a great point, too, as well. The way Rav Jolti is saying is, Lishitoso, the way we presented it is that, yes, if there is no hafsid, Rav Nachman says, I don't care. We still hold Avin Kistini Lenafshe. That's it. Din. Okay, everyone's making great points. Okay, let's go Vaita now in the Ramon. Okay? Vaita. So that whole din, I don't know if you knew about it. Did you know about that din? I didn't even know the halacha at the time. I mean, to be honest with you, about Asar Yamin. But did anyone know that din? Asar Yamin in Rosh Yom Kippur, so he's in limbo. It's like they're, you know, they can't work, but they, you know, they don't go home. Interesting.
What simon was that?
This is in Simon Gimel. Okay? Simon Gimel. Okay. Let's go Vayit in the Ramah. Yesh Omer, says the Ramah, the Lord min Ovid Yishtu in Nafshi Rak Bechefet Samavur Lo Shu Shalom. Higon shegazalo, o rotzel gazalo, o shirotzel haziko yochal atzil shalom. Ava nischar in far nischayv lo mikok zelo, mimokum acher lo, the davku atzmo yochal mevedin al nafshe, aval otzer lasos ayide akum. Oh,
More limitations, guys, we see on this. We're constricting the din even further. Thank you very much, sir. Very appreciative. No, it's, we don't eat till one. They don't eat till one anyway. Thank you very much. But it's nice to have it early. Thank you. So the Yeshomrim says, again, more of a limitation. How many limitations have we had so far? Three. Number one is what? Only if you can win the entire. Number two is cause the least harm as possible. Number three is try to have no other choice. Excellent, Jake. Number four, you only do it on the chayfetz that's mavur shushalo. He stole, let's say, an item from you. Stole your car. Or rotsu legaslo. Or he's about to drive out of the driveway from your house. Or he wants to damage you. You could go ahead and save it. But if you're already schayved him, mikok zelo, umakamacher, no. In other words, you can't say, oh, you know what? I'll be of it in your stolen option. You know. You know what I mean? You know. It's a chutzpah, no? Well, I only can do Avinash Nafshin, you can't, right? It's ridiculous. Like Rostosevsky used to do once, I remember once heard, like a guy knocks on your door. So you have to determine, you try to give stock of the best of your ability, but for a guy to open up the door to his house and say, oh, have a moon. It's easier for you to say to the other guy, have a moon, and you don't give him a penny? We're all supposed to have a moon right for ourselves, but a chutzpah for you to say, but do you say to the guy who needs a little, have a moon, you know? You need a mechazik, you're a moon, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you can't give him, you can't give him. You don't say, have a moon. I can do Avinash Nafshe. How dare you come into my house to try to take something that I stole from you? If you think I stole from you, take me to the entire. It's ridiculous, right? So there's the fourth limitation is must be a chayfetz that's clear that's yours. Mavur that it's yours. That's number four. And number five is you cannot stop someone from what? Number five is you cannot stop someone from also being a vigilante, from getting his stuff from you. And that, and number six now, very interesting, is that you have to do it yourself, and you cannot do it through an akum. So I was wondering as follows. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see this. I was rushing this morning and yesterday. I didn't have enough time. And believe that today, I look around. But notice that it says in the Ramah, he's got to do it himself and not through a goy. What about through another yid? So my impression is that it's wrong. This is not a din in shlichus. So I want to suggest as follows. I want to suggest, if you assume that I'm right, I think that it's correct shot, I believe. Why can't you do it through shlichus? Shlich beis din, you're the dying though. This is a very personal thing. It's like the Tosfos writ in Kedusha. On Daf Mem Aleph, Amar Beis, that the Ksos quotes, that you cannot do mitzvahs ayde shlichus. I can't ask someone to put tefillin on his arm for me. Right? It's a mitzvah shibagufo. Mitzvah shibagufo is not nita mishlichis. This is also a very personal mitzvah. Especially if you build up, like the Ksos said, you're a shlich beis, and you're a dayin, you're a dayin mumche. Like Rav Zhulti said, can you ever have a shlich? I paskan in this case. I didn't see a sit on the din Torah. It was my shlich. It's ridiculous. You don't have a shlich. There's no shlichis by dayanis, by Adam. You have to do it yourself. So the same thing here. Sixth limitation is you got to do it yourself, and it's also to do it through ayidei akum. I think so. Unless, can you send a shliach to do it? I don't think so. Okay, dafka hu ba'atzmo is the stress. What'd you say? Yes, that's a think, Ari. But I think it's got to be. You're acting. This is a chiddush, so we want to limit the chiddush to the best of your ability. And if you're a dayan, you see, a shlich beis din is a person that implements onshin. You know what I'm saying? This is not just an onish. This is a din Torah. This is a psak. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying. Right, but I'm saying according to this lomdus, it's not just that you're implementing an onish. Shlich beis din implements onshin. That's all he does. It doesn't make a psak. You know what I mean? So by of it in his dinul nafsh, you're making a psak. So maybe it's mistaber that only you can do. I think that's pshat. No, did you see anywhere else in the Beis Yosef? Unless I missed it, did you see in the Beis Yosef? Did he say anything? Rama says dafka hu ba'atzmo. No, yochel me din nafsh. Number one, because the akum is not good b'shlichus. I would say number one, but number two is that it's got to be yourself.
To a goy,
okay. Well, look what he says in the next bit.
Umiyu. This is the way I thought it was the Hezra. I hear what you're saying, Art. We have to look around. But I'll tell you what, this is how he's mad with the next din, I thought. Miyu im aver of asayide sarim. Let's say you get it done through officers. Im lo hayayachol hatzel shalo bin inacher. Mash asa sui. You cannot do it lechachilu, but it's done. What's done is done. Ah. So there I thought, because now Ayadeh Sarim is mashma, doesn't have to be just a Jewish guy, no. Even a Goyish guy, no, don't you think? But it's like they're paskining. You know what I mean? It's like Dina Machusadina. Just like we had in the end of the Simon Gimel. Remember we had in the end of Simon Gimel? We had that if the country appoints a Jewish dayan in the community, we said it fell under the umbrella and the rubric of Dina Machusadina, right? Because it was like dinim. Remember we said that? That was the end of the Roman Simon Gimel. So who had dinami? This is like they're the dayanim. It's kind of like they're the dayanim lamaisa. So I didn't think it was necessarily shlichus. But it says it's also to do lechachile. What is done, but the evidence good. Okay, let's try to finish up. We're not going to be able to finish it up, but okay. We got to get moving, okay? But lamaisa, let's continue a little bit. We'll finish up in the end of tomorrow. We got to get vices. The Yesh Omrim. You only do it you strike him. It's only when you're mazik lechaver, when you hit him. Therefore, you can only do it unless you know for sure shu shalom. Lamashkon yochol lasos b'chol inyan v'yored achakach imo l'din. This is a private guy against a private guy. So what's this last Yesh Omrim? Okay. What's this last Yesh Omrim that we see here? This is the Chiddush. So he says that you only say Avadinus Nafshe when you're Mazik L'Chavero. Right? When you're Mazik L'Chavero. And the Lashon L'Shach, there it is again. You're making yourself like a dying. The only time you say it's only called Avadish Nafshi, can the Mazik Khavir Kikon Shemakeyu. Then you can only. That's what we said. You can only walk when you know you're only going to win in the Din Torah. That was what the Machaber said as well. So you can only do that when you're Mazik L'Chaveira. It's only called Avadish Nafshi, can Mazik L'Chaveira Kikon Shemakeyu. What do you mean? That's the only time it's called that? Avadish Nafshi? Well, when you don't hit him, it's not called Avinish L'Nafshe. Tfisa v'alma shetofsu l'mashkon yochol asos b'chol inyan v'yared achakach imo l'din. But if you're only taking it l'mashkon, that's not considered to be a problem. Right? That's not considered to be a problem. Tfisa v'alma shetofsu l'mashkon, you're just grabbing, you can do b'chol inyan. Not a problem at all. Right? Even if there's no edim, that it's yours. Because you're only holding it what? You're only holding it temporarily. Okay? So the only time that you're able to what? You're able to engage in it and strike them is when you know for sure, Lamaisa, when you know for sure it's yours and you could be Mavara. But Stamazoi, to keep something temporarily, you could do even if there's no aid in it, it's yours, and then take them to a Din Tire. That's considered permissible. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So and that's all considered to be a Yachid, Yachim Ne Yachid. So, what I wanted to point out is the following. You know, in this din that we say here, that Davka Shemakeyu, so it's interesting. The only time you can hit him is when you know you can mavar that it's yours. If you can't mavar that it's yours, even though you know in the bottom of your heart that it's yours, but since you cannot be mavarit, you cannot hit him. You cannot hit him. So I think this line of the Ramah is cholik on the Mechaber. Why? We'll close with this. Why do you think this line of the Ramah is cholik on the Mechaber? Because what did the Mechaber say? You notice that? He said, "V'hu sheyoch levar sheshalo hu notel bedin." Yes? You remember that? What is that mashma? That according to the Mechaber, if you're not mevarer it, you're not able to even be what? Even to be tofis it. The Mechaber does not allow you to hit him and does not allow you to be tofis it either. Even to be tofis it if you cannot be mevarer in the din. On that, the Rama argues and says that's not true. Okay? That's what the Sma says here in Sifkat and Gimel. Okay, I want you to get that. The Sma said in Sifkat and Gimel, he says that this notion, okay, this notion, they're arguing on what the Havana of the Ma'arik is. It's a big machlek, it's how to be maz with this Ma'arik. So I think it trickles down to be a machlek, it's Mechaber Amahir. In other words, according to the Mechaber, you cannot even be Teufis it, let alone hit the guy. For sure you can, unless you know you'd be able to win in the Din Torah. The Rama says no. The Rama says that to hit the guy, you can only hit him if you can what? If you can win the Din Torah. But you could grab it if you know in the bottom of your heart it's yours, even though you don't, can't win in the Din Torah. So it comes out to be a machlekes hadabi mazbe the ma'arik. It's a machlekes mechaber amal ledina. Very interesting. And you can miss it like I almost missed it here. Okay? And this machlekes, okay? So that's the machlekes mechaber amal. So tomorrow, Linetta, we got to finish this up. And we'll go on to Simon Hay, Linetta. Okay? All right, we'll stop here.